With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Federal employees are being told to go green when traveling on the government dime.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, New York's highest court giving Democrats a chance to redraw the state's congressional districts, a major victory as the party tries to flip seats to win control of the House.
The question now, how far New York's Democrat-dominated legislature will try to push the boundaries and how far the courts will let them. The process closely watched for any sign of partisan gerrymandering, drawing lines that give one party an unfair advantage, which is forbidden by state law. Republicans are expected to challenge the results in court as they try to retain their slim House majority. Experts say it's unclear where the state's highest court will land on determining what's too partisan. Julie Walker, New York.
Nikki Haley denounced Republican presidential rival Ron DeSantis in Iowa for campaigning in the state with Kentucky Representative Thomas Massie. Massie was the lone House Republican who voted last week against a GOP resolution condemning anti-Semitism on university campuses. South Korea says North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile into the sea in resumption of its weapons testing activities. Monday's launch, and Pyongyang's second weapons firing in less than a day comes as North Korea vows retaliatory steps against the U.S. and South Korea for moves to boost their nuclear deterrence plans. SRN News. Some Christian ministries get bad news.
A federal judge in Washington State has ruled that World Vision must hire gay people in violation of its strongly held religious beliefs. Judge James Robart says the giant Christian relief agency can only bar homosexuals from, quote, ministerial positions, but must hire them for any other job. The decision is going to be appealed, but it sent a troubling message about how far the government can go in limiting the religious freedom of ministries. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Mexico, one of seven states allowing abortions to be obtained at all stages of pregnancy, and it's become a major abortion destination. But that hasn't stopped some conservative city and county governments in the blue state from passing local abortion bans. However, most of those laws have been put on hold by the state Supreme Court while it considers the issue. The state's Democrat Attorney General claims the pro-life statutes violate the state constitutions. This is SRN News. A NASA telescope's recorded the biggest solar flare in years.
This largest episode since 2017 took place last Thursday and temporarily interfered with radio communication in the U.S. and in other sunlit parts of the world at the time. NASA's Solar Dynamics Observatory caught the action in extreme ultraviolet light. The sun is nearing the peak of its 11-year or so solar cycle. Maximum sunspot activity is predicted for 2025. George Williams reporting.
U.S. auto safety regulators have taken the first step toward requiring devices in vehicles that prevent drunk or impaired driving. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has announced it's starting the process to put a new federal safety standard in place requiring the technology in all new passenger vehicles. Such devices were required in the bipartisan infrastructure law Congress passed in 2021. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.